When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Johnny Kemp, everybody, with the ultimate fly jam. Just got paid. All right. DJ Shagru just stepped out of the TARDIS, and he is now he's ready to go. Got all the gear on, heels with the goldfish. Viggity, viggity, V, double verified G, V, is running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. Esmeralda just stopped spinning, drilling holes in the hut with her head while she pops and locks. And she's the heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. So, all right, it's time to get fly on this Friday morning. So the request lines are open at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your R&B fly jams. And Esmeralda is picking the ones that we're doing a little bit here. So here's Esmeralda's first pick. Yeah. All right, Esmeralda, tell everybody who that is.
That is Nick Acosta with Like a Feather.
Wow. What year is that?
I'm going to say 97, 98. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
I think.
Nick Acosta.
Yeah.
She was popular for a little bit.
Yeah, for a millisecond.
Yeah. She had like a moment in the sun. Yeah.
She has a famous godfather.
Famous godfather?
Frank Sinatra.
Wait, seriously?
Well, then. Mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra's her godfather?
Frank Sinatra's her godfather.
Who are her parents?
I just remember that about her because like it was obviously so strange that it's not something you
that know. Is that is well obviously it's a fact you're going to remember because it's so weird. But I would just be curious to know who
her father Don Costa was, a legendary producer and arranger conductor who worked with Paul Anka, Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, and Frank Sinatra.
Don Costa.
By the way, 2000. I was way off.
No, you weren't. You said 97 or 98.
Yeah.
Just a couple
it's
years
very
off.
Different.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Wow. Well, we've heard from Frank Sinatra's goddaughter this morning. That's fantastic. All right, we got lines open here. DJ Shagru is ready to mix it. So 312-981-7200. One here quick before we break. And Dino wanted to hear this one. Great song. The great Aretha Franklin. Thank you, Dino. Something he can feel. The great Aretha Franklin. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll get back into the fly jams. Your request is 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. We get all fly on Friday morning. Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. That was another Esmeralda pick to click. coincidentally, Esmeralda, a listener texted in a request for that very song.
Really?
Yes.
Are they listening to The Jams 104.32?
That station rules.
Right? It's so
oh my
good.
God.
Wow. All right.
It's, yeah. They, I mean, sadly, they replaced, what was it, Hits? 104.3. Right. But now it's all.
Is it all Fly Jams?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's late 80s, early 90s Fly Jams.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it's really good. The only problem is right now they're still just playing like maybe 30 songs.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you know, I remember, you guys remember, you know, you're too young. Oh, by the way, tell everybody who that was and what the song is.
Groove Theory. Tell me?
Yes.
Okay.
Terrific song, by the way. Nice choice. I want to mention, you guys remember now, you know, B96 now,
yes.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the house, you know. Do they still play house music on B96?
I think they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's they have specialized hours.
By your landlord?
By Georgie Porgy.
By the way, one of those B96 DJs is going to be on 104.3. I forget.
Oh, there you go.
Because I think they're going to be doing.
Schomer.
Not Tim Spin and Schomer. The other one. I forget. But I saw, I think they're going to do DJ stuff.
Hockey Puck Johnson? Yeah. Is that his name?
They're going to do DJ stuff on 104.3. I mean, it makes sense.
But B96, when B96 first started, like when it became, it was Hot Hits. And it was all like top 40.
Was it Hits with a Z?
No, it was just like Hot Hits. And this was in the early 80s when they switched formats and B96 became a top 40 Hot Hits station. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, they played like they had 15 songs. And they played them. I'm telling you that one of the first years that it became very popular, B96 became very popular, was when Eye of the Tiger was released. And they played it every 15 minutes. I don't think I'm exaggerating. Like every 15 minutes they played Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, boy.
And you know, heavy rotation is what they call it on MTV. On B96's first 3 or 4 years, it was all heavy, 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 heavy rotation. And I remember they hired Dick Biondi. Did you guys know that Dick Biondi was a morning man for B96 for a couple of years? Did you know that, Dan?
No.
And he had to play Duran Duran and stuff? Because this was like, we used to listen to him on the overnights at Jewel. We would hook up the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Dick Biondi came on, because we would have like rock on all night.
Mm-hmm.
But we loved Dick Biondi, and Dick Biondi was so out of his element. Doing, you know, like the Hot Hits. Here's Duran Duran. He had no idea who Duran Duran was. And God bless him. Dick Biondi's still working. He's the best.
Yeah.
But like that was not a great fit for Dick Biondi. I mean, he's a legendary radio personality and a wonderful DJ.
Good for them, though, for taking a chance.
Yeah, they did. And good for him for trying.
Yeah.
But he would always like, you know, we would do the Biondi bet at Jewel. During the last couple of hours of our shift, we worked 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., and he would come on, I think, at 5:30. And so at 5:30, we would switch over to B96 just so we could listen to Dick Biondi.
Yeah.
And we would do the Biondi bet, and everybody on the night crew would bet approximately at what time would Dick Biondi make his first mistake.
Oh, like what?
Like mispronouncing the name of a band or not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, 'cause every single day. And I can't tell you the number of times I won the Biondi bet. While we were doing that, he would mispronounce Duran Duran. He didn't know like a Psychedelic Furs from, you know, and it was like whatever the Hot Hits were. And this would be, you know, like the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just he shouldn't have been doing that shift.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like he's the best. He's one of the best DJs that's ever lived and still an amazing radio talent. But like, you know, his forte is oldies, man. I mean, that's. So to like throw him in and then just say, here's, you know, Gloria Estefan. And like, what? It was just weird. And he had the great Dick Biondi voice. Hey, B96. And it was fantastic. We used to listen to him every day. But at that time, again, B96 had a playlist of about 25 songs.
Spinning off that conversation, Eric and Kathy always used to joke that like the second time Eddie and Jobo got hired at B96, they're like, there is no way Eddie and Jobo like that music because they're both like 60 now, you know, like they're trying to play it up. But
right.
No way. Eddie and Jobo listen to that.
No, at home, they're not listening to the house. That's just not happening. But anyway, but back in those days, B96 was like the Hot Hits band, top 40.
Right.
And just I totally remember when it first took off. That I've been at Eye of the Tiger every 5 minutes, man. I mean, it was on constantly. I remember we were coming back from Chicago Fest at Navy Pier. My girlfriend and I were coming back from Chicago Fest, and I'm trying to remember if we saw Journey or something. We were at Chicago Fest, and we went to one of the concerts down there at Chicago Fest when they did Chicago Fest. That was before Taste of Chicago, mm-hmm. which evolved from Chicago Fest. And Chicago Fest used to be at Navy Pier. And it was called Mayor Burns Chicago Fest when it first started. So we went down there. My girlfriend, who was my McDonald's manager, who was much older than me, who had a kid, that healthy relationship I was in. Yes. So I remember we were leaving, and we got caught in a lot of traffic because, you know, we drove down there. And we got caught in a lot of traffic, and we had B96 on. Hot hits, man, yeah! And they would use the reverb. It was, yeah! It was fantastic. And we heard, in before we even got out of, like, the downtown area, we heard Eye of the Tiger twice. Before we even got out of the town, I was like...
Yeah. That happens now.
Yeah.
It gets pretty rough.
Yeah. But, yeah, B96, man, back in the day. Dick Biondi and the Biondi Bet. That brings back very strong memories for my overnight...
That's quite a bit.
My overnight nights at Jewel.
I just think it's funny you're doing bits even before you were on the radio.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it was... but the funny thing is that, you know, like, by the time you get to 5:30 in the morning and you've been working all night at a Jewel,
yeah,
you need something like that to, like, you know, like, to make that last hour and a half go by kind of fast. That's why we invented the Biondi Bet, because, like, we were just, you know, at the end of those shifts, they were long, and we were, you know, we just wanted to get the hell out of there. But it united us. All the guys that wanted to get the hell out of get out of the store and go home, the Biondi Bet and the last 90 minutes of our shift went by like that. And it's all because of the great Dick Biondi.
Aw, thanks, Dick Biondi.
Exactly. We should thank him for many things. Guy is a legend. All right, we got another request here. Here is this one. Steve in Downers Grove wanted to hear this.
Because everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah. That's why I keep pressing you, pressing you. Pressing you, pressing you. You got the juice. Baby, that's why I keep pressing you, pressing you. Pressing you, pressing you.
Yeah. You know this one?
That's no, wrong. But it was catchy.
You know, it's good. I don't know. But, Dan, what do we know about Chromeo?
Oh, I know Chromeo.
Is that a dude? Or is it a band?
Two dudes.
Two dudes? Yeah. I thought it was just some guy say, hey, my name is... I'm a Romeo, but I wear chrome.
I just like, hey.
Hey, I'm a Chromeo.
Hey, no. Girl.
Hey. Let me love you down.
There's actually an episode of... Hall, is it Hall or Oates? Who does that show?
Hall, Daryl Hall. Daryl at Daryl Hall's house.
Yeah, and he has Chromeo there, and they're just like hanging out by the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You ever watch that show, Dan?
Yeah, I've seen one.
Live from Daryl Hall's. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I think they're trying to like talk to him, and he's just kind of all spaced out.
Chromeo?
Yeah, no.
Oh, Hall. Daryl Hall?
He was just kind of being weird about everything. I don't know. I think because it's his house, so he gets a little too loose.
I love Daryl Hall. All right,
you know he's a Satan worshiper?
Who?
Daryl Hall.
What? Wait, what?
He's a Satanist?
He's a Satanist. Whatever.
Daryl Hall is?
Yes, because it was funny because one of our listeners, Steve, called up and so said that to me. And then I remembered when we used to have the drinking and writing guys in.
Yeah.
We used to have a show called Hall & Oates versus God. Remember that?
Yeah.
And part of the reason why they chose Hall & Oates was because Daryl Hall is a Satanist.
Why did I forget that? Because they, you know why? Because they brought in a growler of Matthias. That's why I forgot it. Wow. All right. Is he still a practicing Satanist, or was it just a little phase he went through, I wonder? I bet that all changed once he met Chromeo.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Yeah,
right,
but Chromeo's good. They have a couple other songs.
Okay.
Pretty
all fun. Right. Let's do a quick one here before we break. 815 area code wanted to hear this classic.
Get it on, sugar. Let's get it on. Woo-hoo.
That's fly. Doesn't get much more fly than that. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. 5, 6, get a Versace mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. Yeah. DJ Shagru with his pick, getting fly. Dan, you picked the best part of the Tonight Show.
That is true.
Tell everybody what that was.
That was The Roots featuring Jaguar with What You Want.
Yeah.
We were just, me and V were just talking about that, wondering if The Roots is really doesn't like Jimmy Fallon.
No,
do they get along?
They do. They do.
Oh, that's depressing.
It is. I mean, you know, I watched Jimmy Fallon yesterday morning from the night before because Saoirse Ronan is on and I'm in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's clear that The Roots like Jimmy.
Ugh.
Yeah. He's terrible, man.
Yeah.
He really, and especially like him and James Corden, because I like to watch the late night guys. We were just talking about this off the air and how they handle the insanity of Trump.
Yeah.
And Corden's embarrassing when he tries to do political stuff. It just is terrible.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon's got no depth to do it. I think Jimmy Fallon was funny on SNL and I liked him on SNL, but he's not a good talk show host. And he certainly can't do political humor. He can't do it.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, he's Jon Stewart compared to Corden. James Corden is awful when he tries to be political.
Yeah.
Just get in a car and sing with Pink. That's what you should do.
Right.
That's all you should do.
Yeah, I was talking to V about it. He's trying to be Graham Norton, and it's like you cannot.
He sets it up. He brings out the guests. They all sit together.
And then it's all awkward because he doesn't know.
He's not good.
Right.
He's not good. I mean, his strength is being silly musical guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like musical theater guy, and that's his strength. And you know, him hosting the Tonys makes sense. You know, that kind of stuff. I think he's hosting the Grammys though this year, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, no. But when he tries to be political and talk about Trump, it's like, man, no.
It's like, nah.
You're not. That's no.
Graham Norton, you are not, sir.
And Graham Norton, one of the most entertaining shows on TV.
Yes.
God, I love
so good.
BBC America, people, and it's on demand. You can always catch up. All right. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Call number 150 this morning.
Wow. All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, while you were taking vacation, like Cochran gets in his contract over the holidays, I think we lost track of a pretty important loss from last year. The last surviving miracle other than Smokey, his name was Pete Moore, actually. His first name was Warren.
All right.
Died on his 79th birthday, just before Thanksgiving. And anyway, Pete was a baritone voice, and he actually met Smokey in high school, and he was a co-writer on many of the songs, Tears of a Clown, Tracks My Tears, Ooh Baby.
Yeah.
And he also wrote for The Temptations and Marvin Gaye, Since I Lost My Baby, and Ain't That Peculiar, and I'll Be Doggone. Anyway, after Smokey left the group, he co-wrote this song, which was their only other number one hit other than Tears of a Clown. And we played a lot of Smokey songs, so here's a cover version by a couple guys you know, Andrew Ridgely and some guy named George. Here's Love Machine by Wham.
Can't go wrong with George Michael, man.
No, you can't.
He's the best. The best.
Hey, you know, on your graduate interview you did earlier in the week?
Yes.
I know she was mentioning how Mike Nichols didn't do anything about Vietnam with the graduate at the time that it was coming out.
Yeah.
He got I wonder if she knows that Scarborough Fair is really an anti-war song.
Yeah, I don't.
You might mention that to her the next time you.
Okay. All right, Bob.
Hey, you know, sneezing. The only thing I know about sneezing is they told me once that sneezing is the most violent thing that your body can do.
Okay.
You know why they say God bless you when you sneeze?
Why?
And not when you cough? Because they believe that evil spirits came out when you sneezed.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Okay, Bob, thanks.
Take care.
All right, buddy, take care.
I believe it.
Yeah. Jeez.
some frightening sneezes I have seen.
I was just looking up at the screen while Bob was talking, and Dean was doing like his weekend thing. Jim Belushi is like doing a singing and dancing show this weekend.
Good luck.
Wow. He also gave Phantom Thread B+. Wrong, Dean. It's an A+. But he gave The Commuter a B. So, you know, Dean liked Liam Neeson beating the crap out of people on a train. That's what I'm seeing tomorrow. So, all right, here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Yeah, look, I didn't catch your show last night, but I came to your show by listening to Milt Rosenberg.
Ah, yes.
I used to work second shift, and once I got rid of jazz on another station, I started listening for alternatives, started listening to Milt. And then I came, and he said, well, coming up next is Nick DiGiulio and Gary Lee Wright.
Yeah.
So I decided to keep...
well, I appreciate it. Boy, you've been listening for... If you go back to the Gary Lee days, you've been listening a long time, Mike. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, last week you guys were talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire, and there's 7,000 people on stage.
Yeah.
Well, P-Funk.
Oh, come on, yeah.
Mothership Connection. These guys had like about the state of New Jersey on stage, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, yeah, Mothership Connection. I never saw them in that vantage. I used to see them back in their psychedelic rock days. But, yeah, Mothership Connection.
All right, let's do it.
Star Child here, citizens of the universe. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas.
If you're here, it's all
nobody's
me and the boys.
Yeah. You gotta love him, man.
P-Funk.
Gotta love P-Funk. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right. We're gonna close it out with Bennett, the Business of Funk. He's the funkiest, tall, whitest man that's funky that I know.
Yes, do you?
Bennett, the Business of Funk, has made his request. Dan?
Don't you be afraid. Walk right on.
By the way, he says that AWB is my spirit band for Fly Jams Friday.
That was like sexy funk.
Yeah, man. Well, you know Bennett. He's sexy as hell. Hey, Esmeralda, have a lovely weekend. Have fun at the baby shower.
Oh, I will.